Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
If that noise you just heard was your stomach growling, it wasn't me. I've got an idea for you. If you're hungry and you're looking ahead to lunch, try my friends Francois and all his great staff at Ichabod's Lounge. That's East Flamingo at Pecos. You've driven by there probably 1,000 times. You've never gone in. Well, you got a chance now because they want you to continue to enjoy the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect the last 30-plus years. Ichabod's full menu, available right now, 24-7, for carryout or curbside. And if you want to call them, you can call them right now and place your order. Show up in about 15 minutes. Your order will be ready to go, piping hot. Here's the number, 702-451-2323. That's 702-451-2323. The full menu, it's available right now and 24/7. You get the munchies overnight and you live or work in the neighborhood. Hey, what a great idea. Again, that number 702-451-2323. I had a chance to visit with an old friend, a guy that, in fact, he's been to town. He's been to this city many times. David Bossy is the president of Citizens United. He is the former deputy campaign manager for the Trump campaign in 2016. He and Corey Lewandowski helped to get him elected back when nobody believed he'd ever, you know, survive. And he did, and he won the presidency. But now there is the pandemic that we're all dealing with. And I asked him how he and his family are coping with this COVID-19 pandemic.
My family, my wife and our four kids, we live in Maryland, right outside of Washington, D.C., and we're just like everybody else, hunkered down over the last several months to keep our sanity. I paid a lot of money to have two of my kids go off to school and got them both back a little early. We weren't quite prepared for that.
Do you get a rebate? Did you get a rebate from the university?
No. Well, we got a small refund, and to be honest with you, I'm pushing the president for a tuition freeze for all Americans, because I think that what they've done, these universities, to put their hand in the till and get all this money from the PPP, right, to take our tax dollars, and they fired all their employees, and they didn't give actual refunds. They gave literally nominal sums back to people to be able to say they did it. But you know, we should have a tuition freeze. I think that would be really good for every family who's scratching and clawing to be able to make their kids be able to go to college and be able to be successful in their lives. And in this atmosphere, I think it's important that we do it. So that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about here.
I want to ask you the fact that so many of these universities like Harvard, not they got $1 billion endowments. I mean, they got huge amounts of money that they're sitting on. And yet they had their hands out asking for money from the government. Does that make sense to you?
Harvard University has a $41 billion. $41 billion.
Wow.
So an incomprehensible number, endowment. But yet they put their hand in the cookie jar to take tax dollars. By the way, this is after they fired all of their cafeteria workers, all of their maintenance crews, all of their, you know, housekeeping people that take care of the dorms and everything. All of those people that make a living, right? Those are the people that count on their jobs, not these acclaimed professors that are, you know, creating socialist atmospheres on campus. These people, they fire everybody. They have a $41 billion endowment, and then they take $9 million of tax dollars out of the PPP, where it's supposed to go to small businesses. And we were able to shame them into giving that money back. But that's only when the president of the United States went on TV and said how outrageous it was for them to have done it. But they were going to do it. They had already done it. It's and by the way, it's college after college, university after university. So I think we've seen what they want to do. We just now have to make sure that the American people who pay the bills aren't taken advantage of. And that's why I think a tuition freeze for 2 years or 3 years would be an appropriate thing.
David Bossy joining us, the president of Citizens United. I want to ask you about the politics of pandemic. And a lot of people are trying to paint the upcoming presidential election, by the way, coming up in less than 100 days.
168 days. 168 days.
168 days? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
It's just 100 days. You saw that in the news. There's 100 days until the conventions.
Oh, that's right.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Let me just ask you, a lot of folks are painting this as the president's fortunes will ride on where we are in finding a vaccine, getting people back to work. Is that the way you see it?
I think this president is going to get judged on several things. Is that he's going to get elected. He's going to get judged on 6 months from now, people looking backwards, saying, did the president do a good job? Did the federal government do a good job in handling this pandemic? And I think if you look dispassionately at the crisis over, will we have enough beds? Will we have enough ventilators? Will we have enough medicines and PPE? Those are things that I think he's going to get judged well on. He closed down the country. He closed down travel from foreign countries. He did the right things at the right time. Now it's going to be the recovery and the economy, because the president had built the most incredible economy over the last 3.5 years. It's taken us from stagnation and malaise to the biggest economy that was on fire in the world. And now he needs to get reelected to rebuild that. And I think, you know, our unemployment number at about 17% had gone from, it was at 3.7. Now it's at 17. No fault of anybody, no Republican or Democrat's fault, but it's going to be what the American people think of Donald Trump or Joe Biden in being able to create those jobs again. Whose policies and whose leadership is going to get our economy raging once again? And I think that Donald Trump's going to win that debate all day.
The word is the president's going to be on the road tomorrow. He's going to the Rust Belt. He's going to Michigan. Why is he going to Michigan? Why is he going to Ypsilanti?
Well, look, what the president's trying to do is go around the country in order to make, make people feel like we're starting to get back to normalcy. This president's used to being on the road a lot. Here he's going to travel maybe once a week or once every 10 days. But he's going to go to places and highlight successful operations. He's going to go to, I think tomorrow is about the Ford company and about them transitioning, using their intuitive people who wanted to make of the ventilators that were so necessary around the country. They stopped making automobiles and they started making ventilators. And the president's going to go there to say thank you for the American people. And just like he's doing that around the country, he's going to highlight that public-private partnership that he started, that he made sure was completed, because all of us were in it together, and that's what he was trying to do. He was trying to hold out hope on one hand, and trying to put the full, you know, force, have it a do it all, do it now approach, and that's what tomorrow is about to say thank you to Ford.
Again, David Bossy joining us, the president of Citizens United, and the news, at least over the last couple of days, the last week or so, after states have started reopening, the news is pretty good. Is that what we're going to face, though, over the course of the next few months, kind of the ups and downs? Oh, we have great days. Oh, we have bad days. Is that pretty much what we're going to be looking at?
You know, if anybody knew the answer to that, it would be great. But I think if anybody answers that question definitively, they're lying to you. I think we're going to all learn together. I think we should expect some places are going to have good days and some places will have bad days, you know, over the next days and weeks to come. But it's going to be personal responsibility. It's one of the things that makes this country so great is the American people take care of each other. That's what we've always done as a nation. That's what that's the Burke Compact, if you will, of what makes this country different than everybody else. And so, I think that through personal responsibility, you know, we all want to reopen, but we all want to reopen smartly. We all want to reopen in a systematic way that protects, ourselves and our families, and our parents and grandparents from this, from this virus.
That's David Bossy, the former deputy campaign manager for the Trump campaign back in 2016. He, along with Corey Lewandowski, when nobody really gave him much of a chance of doing anything, they saw something in Donald Trump that was amazing. And we've now had 3.5 years to essentially, eyeball this thing. And it's true. What they saw early on was right. David Bossy, Citizens United. Had a chance to visit with him earlier in the show. Now, the rest of the hour is going to be devoted to you. And I want to ask a question. We don't have to cover it if you don't want to. But this whole Stephen Horsford thing, many of you live in CD4. If you're sitting there in Ely, you are probably in CD4. You're going to have to make a decision in November whether you want a scumbag, a sleazebag like Stephen Horsford, who lied to his constituents, who lied to his family. And what we still don't know, the woman, Gabriella Linder, who at the time was a 21-year-old intern in Harry Reid's office, what we don't know, she says he helped support her financially. How did he do that? At the time, he was a member of the legislature. They don't make much money. And I guess my question is, well, if that's the case, if he was spending money to support her, then what does that mean? Was it campaign funds he was spending? Was it office funds that, from the state legislature? That he eventually Congress? Or was it campaign funds that you donated? And it's being used to support this illicit affair. But more than anything, we go back to the issue of what kind of people do we want to send to Washington? What kind of people do we want to send to, for instance, Carson City? Do we want to send sleazebags back? Or is there a price to be paid? I think he should resign. He won't. These people, until Nancy Pelosi tells him, trust me, he ain't going anywhere. Now, if Nancy Pelosi sits him down and says, hey, you got to get out of here. And she's done that before. But this could be a drag on the ticket in the state of Nevada, even though it's only CD4. Anyway, I'm going to open up our phone lines at 844, the number 2, Nevada. And by the way, not exactly a huge profile in courage on the part of Catherine Cortez Masto and Jackie Rosen. These are women condoning this kind of behavior. They say, well, it's a personal issue, and it's between him and his wife. It's not. He's a public figure. We'll see what you think. Phones are starting to light up. 844-263-8232. That's 844, the number 2, Nevada. We'll get to your calls coming up live and local now.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV. You'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can, too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Make sure you prepare with clean water and soap or hand sanitizer and use them often. Avoid close contact with people who are sick, coughing, or sneezing. COVID-19 is transmitted through close personal contact, so keep your distance. Cooperate with response measures instituted by your employer and those recommended by health officials at the federal, state, and local level. Practice social distancing and limit large group interactions. Times like these test our resolve. The strength of our local is what will help forge our city into the future. When the smoke clears, we will stand united. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Then check out PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. No matter why you have pain, whether a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee replacement, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. If you don't have to live with this chronic pain anymore, make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA right now at 702-546-8767. I'll give you that number again. Summer is standing by. She will answer your call, and she will answer all your questions. That number again, 702-546-8767. PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. Eddie in Henderson, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. What do you make of all this?
Well, if you recall the Ensign scandal, what was his downfall is his parents structured payments to get the money to come under $10,000. So they made about 12 separate payments to hide the hush money, if you recall the Ensign scandal. But they already caught him in a lie. He was living at his brother's apartment and not the house with his wife and kids. So you know, they're going to look at everything he signed and follow the money. I mean, I can't believe that there wasn't some money that was directed towards that woman's situation.
No. I mean, she has admitted that he helped support her financially.
Oh, well, then that's the bugaboo. Now, remember that politician that some union took a picture of her in her bathrobe taking her garbage out, and then they said, well, she was using a fake address. I forgot it was a Republican.
Oh, that stuff's been going on for a gazillion years. I mean, that's just, live in the district, not a problem. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, they're gonna get them on financial stuff and
that's what I think. But for Jackie Rosen and Catherine Cortez Masto to come out and essentially dismiss it as something that's personal. It's not personal. If there's money changing hands, we got to know whose money was it. We'll talk about it. We'll get to your phone calls. I got one line open, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program Live and Local now. Nobody's waiting.
Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are higher on economic recovery hopes and strong earnings results. Shares of U.S. airlines, which have been battered by the halt in global travel, are popping today. And JetBlue and United are both stepping up safety measures to keep travelers and staffers safe amid the coronavirus pandemic. JetBlue will be blocking out middle seats through the July 4th holiday for passengers who aren't traveling together. The carrier will require face coverings for customers during check-in and boarding, as well as throughout the flight. JetBlue will also be boarding, beginning with customers in the back of the plane, in order to minimize minimize aisle congestion while passengers are seated. And United is partnering with the Cleveland Clinic and Clorox for a new cleaning and safety plan. And shares of Harley-Davidson are riding high today. The company is reopening its factories this week at reduced production rates and sending dealers fewer motorcycles, according to the Wall Street Journal. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
I'm Chris Foster. Up to 9 feet of water could cover parts of Midland, Michigan today. The flooding has 100,000 people under evacuation orders.
Flying overhead along the Tittawassee River in Midland County, Michigan, and the only thing visual in many cases are rooftops. After at least two catastrophic dam failures following days of heavy rains, Governor Gretchen Whitmer declaring a state of emergency as communities downstream brace for possible impact.
Fox's Jeff Benasso. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is not saying why he recommended that President Trump fire the department's inspector general, Steve Linick, but denies it was because he himself was under investigation.
There are claims that this was for retaliation, for some investigation that the inspector general's office here was engaged in. It's patently false. I have no sense of what investigations were taking place inside the inspector general's office.
Secretary Pompeo says he should have recommended the firing a long time ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Has finally returned.
For Joey Logano.
And now, the countdown to the Coca-Cola 600 has begun.
4 minutes, 3.
Start your engine!
The Coca-Cola 600, live from Charlotte, Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever.
America Together, on air and online. Only Fox News.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm. This powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her madly? Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say.
We are your radio program of record. We are live and local now. Good to have you with us. You know, in these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. And that's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered. But I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. So I spent all of about, I guess, what, 10, 12 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent. And the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. And in these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving your coverage? And you can do it from the comfort of your own home. You can do it right there at the dining room table. Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group. Here's the number, 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. It won't cost you a dime. That's 702-714-1060. All it'll cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060, Castle Insurance Group. Let's get to your phone calls. In fact, tell you what, it's due. Let's begin with Brady in Las Vegas. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right on, Kevin. Relating back to Kevin Horsford and his mistress, he needs to write
Stephen,
that off.
Stephen Horsford. Just Stephen Horsford.
Stephen.
Yep.
Okay, and his mistress. We need to, since she was number one on his staff, you know what I mean? We can write that off as entertainment expense.
Oh, God, yeah. Let me just ask you, though. Are you surprised that the women in the Nevada congressional delegation have been they've been muted, so to speak, other than the two senators saying, well, it's a personal matter between him and his family?
Well, just like what they did with Tara Reid and Joe Biden, they don't want to talk about that stuff. Their party is so corrupt, it's sickening. And you know, another thing is too, I wanted to bring up that Aubrey case. I'm on Aubrey, that black kid.
Yeah.
Who, the supposed jogger running down the street. Have you seen all the videos that have come out on that kid?
Just in the last couple of days, the one from about a year and a half or 2 years ago, where they pull him over.
That one too. He's been busted for shoplifting. He's been involved in gun theft. You know, and then in the beginning, all you heard was these white guys from Georgia are members of the Klan, the Confederate flag, Nazi white guys. I am so sick of it, and especially coming from white people on the radio host, that drives me nuts. Because here's a white person bashing these guys that are out there trying to stop a burglar. That's what you do. When you're out in the country, you do get in your gun. You get your gun out, you get in your truck, and if somebody's running down the road, they call it jogging there in Georgia, I guess, but we do follow them. And if they don't stop and they come after the gun, they're going to get shot. They better learn to respect the gun and just say, okay, I'm going to lie on the ground and don't defy a police officer or anyone with a gun trying to make a citizen's arrest.
Well, you know what? It's the classic thing, you know, don't reach for your cell phone. Most people, most reasonable people know now that if you're pulled over by the cops, you put your hands on the steering wheel where they can see them. It's just smart business. Sad, but it's true. Now, I will tell you this. I think there will be more video that comes out, more information, more forensics that will come out, and we'll learn more about this. I don't think it's a done deal either way on those two guys. I just don't think so. I want you to hear Nancy Pelosi. This was Nancy Pelosi, just a bizarre encounter. Nancy Pelosi, along with Nicole Wallace on MSNBC, jabbing at Trump, not on policy, but on his morbidity, his obesity.
He's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientist, especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, what is morbidly obese, they say. So I think it's not a good idea.
country has a new straight talker. We showed that to you at the top of the show, but it was worth hearing it again because the president was asked about it a short time ago and at first dismissed it, but then just couldn't help himself a few minutes later.
Oh, I don't respond to her. I think she's a waste of time. These people are sick. Pelosi is a sick woman. She's got a lot of problems, a lot of mental problems. We're dealing with people that have to get their act together for the good of the country.
Joining us now, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Madam Speaker, what you said is actually something that can be corroborated in the White House's release of the president's last physical, which is that his weight does qualify him as being morbidly obese. Is that what you were saying, or did you know it would elicit this kind of reaction from the president?
No, I had no idea. I didn't know that he would be so sensitive. He's always talking about other people's avoirdupois, their weight, their pounds. I don't even want to spend any more time on his distraction because, as you see in the last couple of days, so much of the time has been spent on what he said. Rather than that, I think you should recognize that his words weigh a ton. Instead of telling people to put Lysol into their lungs or taking a medication that has not been approved except under certain circumstances, he should be saying what your previous guest mentioned, things that would help people. But let's not dwell on him. What we have to dwell on is over 90,000 Americans have lost their lives to this villainous virus, and 1.5 million infected. We don't really know the full total of it. That's why our Heroes Act says test, 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 trace, and treat so that we can lower the amount of people who are dying because we know earlier if they are infected. Let us, again, honor our heroes who are fighting the fight, our healthcare workers, our first responders, and the rest who risk their lives to save lives and now may lose their jobs because of state and local budgets going down the drain. And again, let us do so in a way that keeps all of those who died in our hearts forever. This is a scar on America.
That was Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi and Nicole Wallace on MSNBC, the network nobody watches. Tell you what, let's go to Will. Hi, Will. You're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, you can't believe anything these people say. I mean, I wanted to bring up the point. Illinois and New York and New Jersey, the amount of people that they stuck in the old age homes, they don't even look at that. That's so bad. It just goes hand in hand. When they're abortionists, they don't believe in life. They'll do that. They knock off old people, and they just look the other way. It's just pathetic to me.
Hey, Will, thanks, man. I appreciate it. We'll take a break. We'll come back and get more of your calls. Our wall-to-wall free-for-all is coming up next. 844, the number 2, Nevada. And by the way, Wyatt Cox says, morbidly obese at his height, talking about the president, is 350 pounds plus. Is that right? Well, he's not 350. He's not even close. I'll bet you he's not even 240, 250. I don't know. We'll have to look that up. Yeah, the president's stats. 844, the number 2, Nevada. I've got two lines open, so if you want to sneak through right now, you can do it. 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Oh, by the way, one quick thing I wanted to note, because this is, because it's happening today, NASCAR has been moving race times all over the place just in the last 2 or 3 days. And coming up this afternoon at 2 o'clock, the Toyota 500 from Darlington, and, of course, that race will be heard in its entirety on these Nevada Talk Network stations. Okay, so the Nevada Talk Network stations will be carrying the Darlington event today, the Toyota 500. Isn't it great, though, to have at least sporting events that are back on radio, back on TV? I think that's great. I think that's amazing. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you sick of the do-nothing Congress? I am. That's why I'm supporting retired United States Air Force Major and Bronze Star recipient Sam Peters for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam's not a career politician. He's not part of the D.C. swamp, and he's a real conservative. He's a local Nevada business owner who's active in the community and a man who knows how to get things done. He knows what it means to sign the front and the back of a paycheck. And after more than 20 years in the Air Force, he also knows the bureaucracy that is our federal government. As Sam says, to fix the problem, you've got to understand the problem. And you can bet Sam understands the problems. Let's send Sam Peters to represent us in Washington. He'll get real results on building the wall, securing our borders, reforming Congress, and finally balancing the budget. Join me in supporting Sam Peters by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's Sam Peters, number 4, congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message, paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Hi, I'm Stephen Silver Cross, candidate for Nevada Regent. This year's primary is an all-mail-in ballot, so be sure to keep your eyes out for yours in the mail. And remember to vote Silver Cross for Regent.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Paid for by Friends for Stephen Silver Cross.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I want to speak to those of you who have essentially resorted to homeschooling during this pandemic, the last 2 months plus. A lot of you are starting to enjoy homeschooling. And if there's any good thing that can come out of a pandemic, it may be that society is changing on a lot of different issues. Elbow bumps instead of hugs, you know, or handshakes. And I hope that doesn't happen. I hope that we regain that ability to reach out and touch somebody. because I think that's important. But you know, the other thing is that the way we dish out education, the traditional brick and mortar school model, I think maybe going the way of the 8-track tape, telephone booths, or things like that. And that we may have to just say, you know, we're going to do this thing differently. Are we going to hire as many teachers? Probably not. Ooh, teachers union will not like that. They will not like that. But can you imagine if suddenly parents said, you know, it's more valuable for me as a spouse or as a husband or a wife to say it's more important for me to stay home and homeschool my kids than it is for me to go out and make $18 an hour, $19 an hour. That we can get by on one income, but I'm going to end up doing the most important part of parenting, and that is educating my child and not leaving it to the state. Is it possible? In fact, I just came across a study. The majority of parents are probably hoping that the schools are going to open up in the fall, and in our case, probably in August. But you know what? A great number of parents are planning on continuing to homeschool, regardless if the schools are open or not. In fact, a survey recently conducted by Real Clear Opinion Research found that among 2,100 families surveyed, just over 40% of them claim that they are most likely to keep their kids at home and will use distance learning until the pandemic ends, no matter what their local and state governments decide about school closure. They just don't trust the schools to keep their kids safe. And I'm not talking about bullying or crime or drugs or any of that stuff. I'm talking about the pandemic. They don't trust the school districts to do the right thing. And so they will homeschool. They will distance learning. They will do distant learning stuff. And can I tell you, that might be one of the greatest things to come out of the pandemic. It might have taught us a new way to do education. A lot of people probably were fearful. Probably fearful of doing homeschooling. Oh, I couldn't be a homeschooling person. I don't know enough. I barely got out of college myself. Oh, I can't do that. And then all of a sudden you're forced into a situation where you've got to organize your kids' learning during this 2 months. And all of a sudden, you know, right smack dab in the middle of the school year, and all of a sudden you're homeschooling. And then it all comes to you. Wow, I can do this. My kids are learning. And then you're going to do some testing. And you're going to find that your kid is learning more from you than they were from Mrs. Jones. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Tell you what, Stu, we haven't heard from Cassius in a while. Cassius, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
I trust you're doing well, my friend.
Doing great. What's up, man?
Can you inform me as to the scheduling of the Rodimer, Big Dan Rodimer, and Mr. Schwartz debates? The scheduling, when will it be the first debate, and how would one listen to that or view that?
I'll be honest with you. I had not even heard there was going to be a debate. I know that Dan was hopeful of that, but I never saw that one was scheduled. I'll tell you what I'll do over the next 24 hours, because we're coming towards the end of the show. I'll find out if there's going to be some sort of a debate.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Let's go to Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up.
Yeah. Hey, Kev. Hi. Listen, I'm going to give you a statistic, which you might not like. But before I do that, I want to put you in a mentally good position.
Please do not tell me a joke.
No joke? Okay.
No joke. Let's get to the meat and potatoes.
Can I even mention the name of Donald Trump? That's a joke. Okay,
no.
Here we go.
Real funny.
Okay. I want to congratulate Mr. Trump, though, for getting a huge amount of votes African-American votes for whoever runs in the Democrat, whether it's Biden or whoever runs. And here's how. Because in the last election, Clinton got about 72% of the African-American vote, where Obama got 98%. And what's happening now is every day he's picking on Obama, every single day. And if they check the statistics, he says he has a lot of black votes are voting for him. Well, it's down to the low single digits. And that could be a whole change in the whole election.
Not happening. Hey, can I tell you something? There are African Americans who right now today realize that pre-pandemic, this president had done more for them than any previous president.
Yeah, a handful, not a majority.
No. I'm talking about in the 20 percentile, 30 percentile.
Even way less than that. He's not getting anywhere near that. He'll be lucky to get 7-8% at the end of the, when the election comes, because Obama's a hero to 90-something percent. He got 98% of the black vote when he ran. You're going to see what's going to happen. Trump's going to be very sorry. He pick it on him every day.
Can I tell you what I think is going to happen? I think that this president is as good a counterpuncher as there is, but he's also good. In fact, he's great at demonizing. I mean, he's really taken a page from the Democrats' book. You know, remember when they always talked about the war on women by Republicans, and that demonizing Republicans as, you know, all we want is dirty air and dirty water. Remember that? Yeah, that's not the way it is anymore. It's just not. There are people in the African American community, and there are a lot of folks, church going black folks, the black churches, that will end up supporting Donald J. Trump. I mean, even if Joe Biden, you know, and supposedly, you know, when he went to South Carolina, he got the black vote. I guess all I'm saying is I think it's going to be a totally different world coming up in November. I really honestly believe that. And unless something radical happens, African-Americans were doing better under this president than any previous president in my memory, short of maybe Abe Lincoln. I don't know. Anyway, can I just tell you something? But I think it's going to be different this time. And I think with Hispanics, it's going to be different. The idea of Trump getting maybe 30% of the vote, I think it's possible. Now, again, this whole pandemic thing throws everything, throws a monkey wrench really into the works. I'm just telling you. Tomorrow, Wayne Allen Root, a regular Thursday feature, he will join us, and we'll see what he thinks of Stephen Horsford and what he thinks of women in Congress who are virtually ignoring what this guy did since 2009. Women, members of the Nevada delegation, almost ignoring this story. And then when they do comment, they say, well, it's personal and it's between him and his family. Oh, really? A sitting congressman having an affair? Are you kidding me? And by the way, this all goes back to that thing I was talking about. This November election in CD4 is going to be all about, do we want to send a sleazebag back to Congress? A scumbag like Stephen Horsford. Think about it. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. and their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.